Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
It's time for the thread question of the week, which Tracy Mumford comes into the studio to talk about. What is the thread question, my friend?
It is, why are authors turning to sensitivity readers? So, a sensitivity reader, if you're not familiar with the term, is a rather new trend. Authors are submitting their manuscripts to sensitivity readers who read to make sure that there isn't anything unintentionally offensive to people. So, maybe
this kind of blew my mind when you sent this to me.
Maybe you're writing a book about someone who is adopted from China, and that's not your personal background. You might submit it to a sensitivity reader who knows more about that than you to make sure that you're getting the details right, that you're not saying anything offensive or wrong.
The article seemed to suggest that this has come up perhaps frequently around gender and sexuality.
Right. So there was a Wall Street Journal article covering this, introducing the idea of sensitivity readers, who's using them, who's offended by them. People who are writing about transgender characters or gay and lesbian characters, obviously we're seeing more diversity in stories now. But the interesting thing is it doesn't mean we're seeing diversity in authors.
Right.
Right. And that's why the rise of the sensitivity reader, we have authors who aren't from these backgrounds, including characters that are. But then how do you know that you're getting it right?
This still says a lot about the publishing industry, and we've talked about that, so I won't get off on that tangent here. The fact that a lot of white traditional writers are now, that's a good thing, right? Trying to show a diversity of experience in their writing, but that the door is still often closed to writers of color.
Right. Well, and I mean, an author's manuscript, a lot of people read it, right? You've got many layers of editors and fact-checking depending on what your book is about. This isn't new that it's going through a filter before it's being published, right? It's just admitting that there are blind spots in the current publishing system that aren't going to catch some of these more nuanced issues that are tied to race and gender identity and sexuality. And so some sites have created sensitivity reader databases.
I know, that's something.
That you can go to and find someone.
As an author.
Yeah, as an author, and find someone and submit your manuscript to them. If your manuscript broaches issues that you don't have personal experience with and the sensitivity reader does.
So I would love to be in the room when the author, who wants, of course, a lot of literary license, is getting advice from the sensitivity reader and not necessarily wanting to take that because that, for some reason, changes the way the story unfolds.
I'm sure this leads to a lot of interesting, potentially tense and eye-opening conversations. Not everyone is a fan of the sensitivity readers, though. So,
yeah. Hey, can we post the article on Twitter?
Yep, we have, we have it up on Twitter right now.
Oh my gosh,
so check
you're
it out
so way ahead
of
me.
The thread NPR.
I will retweet that. By the way, if you want to get the Thread newsletter, and Tracy and I are like, why wouldn't you?
Of course.
Just text the word book to 677-677. I write a book essay. She writes all this great stuff about book news. You want this. Text book to 677-677.
Support for The Thread comes from the Friends of the University of Minnesota Libraries. Join them April 13th at Northrop as Elizabeth Culbert discusses her Pulitzer Prize-winning book, The Sixth Extinction. Tickets at z.umn.edu/extinct.